This is Dr. Sarbaz Ismail. I'm asking you a first question. Just Josue, J-O-S-U-E. Josue Nieves, the Robert 9/30/1956, indicates procedure was the chronic dysphagia. Very seldom GERD, so you come back to your nursing. Antrum, multiple biopsy, I think it's like a diagnosis, red reduction, then Sazur, or Vestron, or Kali, or Kostron, or Opus, or Stray, Bajishan. These can have a grade B, erosive esophagitis. Biopsy, I think it's like a diagnosis, with the non-obstruction chest is ring. Multiple biopsy taken for G-junction, through a new plastic changes. Coming out, I saw, and that could be the reason the patient may be having some difficulty swallowing, and it's like a chronic issue. The question of tracheolysis and esophageal biopsy for the mid-esophageal distal side was done to an esophageal esophagitis. There was certainly a procedure present on top of the find number one question of tracheolysis and esophageal biopsy in the middle and distal side of the esophageal was done to an esophageal esophagitis. Number two, grade B erosive esophagitis. With the D-junction, have the question of peptic stricture, but not obstructing. Patient also did be non-obstructing chest ring. Biopsy were taken at the D-junction to rule out the esophagus new plastic changes. Number three, severe erosive gastritis in the antrum, area, lower body, stomach. Multiple biopsy were taken. Patient also have gas ulcerations superficially in the lower body and antrum. Biopsy were taken all set and separate, different together. And number five was patient body duodenal biopsy taken. Recommendation: wait for the esophagus biopsy of the body of the esophagus and distal third esophagus. It comes up as reasonably esophageal, which we accordingly with the flow vent and intercord. Number two, wait for the G junction biopsy. If the biopsy comes positive in new plastic cells, patient will refer for endoscopic ultrasound. Otherwise, the biopsy comes negative for new plastic cells, I'm going to bring the patient back in 3 months to follow up. All these grade B erosive esophagitis, along with the severe erosive gastritis, a follow-up of the gas ulceration also. I'm going to start patient carafate, 1 gram TID, half hour before each meal. Before each meal, I'm going to start patient protonix, 40 milligram twice daily. Wait for the stomach biopsy for helicobacter, wait for small biopsy. Need to have soft food. And rotation, please tell the patient primary care provider. We'll bring the patient back in 3 months for follow-up of the gastric ulceration, erosive gastritis, severe erosive gastritis, and degenerative grade B of esophagitis. So please tell the patient primary care provider, Dr. Frank Levia, L-E-V-I-A, and probably Dr. Farmer Perry. Was June 26th or 23rd, June 26th or 23rd, patient's office.